For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ray on I-5 is. Ray, are you there?
Yellow.
Ray, were you listening to the men's room on Friday around 5:40 for the cheat sheet?
I believe I was, but my memory is not very good.
Well, it's been a few days, so let's see if you remember. All right, Steve, yeah, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ray has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do you call a baby panda?
Cub.
Correct. Long Acre Square was the original name for what tourist destination?
Bat.
What electronic company's name translates to three stars in Korean?
Repeat.
What electronic company's name translates to three stars in Korean?
Kia.
No.
Bat.
The only letters that don't appear on the periodic table are Q and what?
U.
No.
Pass.
What planet has only two moons?
Mars.
Yes. What word can come after stink, bed, and lady? Ray, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Pat.
What animated sitcom features the Itchy and Scratchy show?
Simpsons.
Correct. Ray, you got three correct.
Oh.
You know, I will say, listening to the cheat sheet on Friday, you know, you have two long days. It's the weekend. So right. I understand you might have not remembered. But it's okay. There's always a chance. Steve could have had a long weekend. Who knows?
Right.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know.
What do you call a baby panda?
Panda. Panda. Panda Junior.
No.
A panda. Pandini?
No.
I don't know. Cub.
Yes, you do know. Long Acre Square was the original name for what tourist destination?
Excuse me, what?
Long Acre Square was the original name for what tourist destination?
Waldrug?
No.
Tourist destination, Long Acre Square, the Times Square.
Yes. What electronic company's name translates to three stars in Korean?
I think I know this. I think it's Samsung.
It is. Wow. The only letters that don't appear on the periodic table are Q and what?
X.
No.
No. Z?
No.
Q and W.
No. Hmm. What planet has only two moons?
What planet? That would be Uranus, Sarah.
Nope.
Saturn?
Nope.
Mars.
Correct. What word can come after stink, bed, and lady?
Fart.
No. No.
Wow.
Bug.
There we go. What animated sitcom features the Itchy and Scratchy show?
The Simpsons.
Yes. Wow, Steve, you guessed on some of those and you guessed correctly. You got six right, which is a win, 6-3.
Ah, nice.
Sorry, Ray.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Ray.
Yeah.
It was daylight savings.
Everyone's a little off today.
And the only one you both got incorrect, which was on the cheat sheet, the only letters that don't appear on the periodic table are Q and
J.
Yes.
Holler.
I might have needed like 20 guesses before I got to J.
Well, that's why I put that, because Q you automatically would think of, but J you would think would be on there.
Like, I think it's I'd not. Go with V before J.
Oh, for sure. Why did you choose me?
I don't know.
Well, congrats on beating Ray.
Thank you.
Live Night is coming back, Rockaholics, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto on Friday, the 13th of December. Everything will be performed live. And Steve Miggs, you told us we're going to have a special guest that night.
Seahawks Hall of Famer. I mean, at legit Hall of Fame, not just the Seahawks Hall of Fame. Walter Jones, one of the best to ever do it. One of the greatest offensive linemen of all time. Our good bud, Big Walt's going to be joining us at Live Night.
If you want to hang with us and Big Walt, you should get your tickets now at KISW.com. Over the weekend, something really wild happened to me as I almost set myself on fire.
What?
Yeah. How did that happen? I will tell
fire,
you after
fire, fire.
Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
So over the weekend, I nearly set myself on fire, and I'm going to explain to you how this worked.
I've seen those after-school specials.
Oh, my gosh. So we have a wood-burning fireplace in our house, and this is that time of year where we use it a lot, right? So I was in the process of putting a new log into the fireplace, and this is early in the morning on Saturday morning. So I opened
up... How long does a log last as far as warming up the house?
Depends on how much you've got it, like, dampered up or down. But, you know, an hour or two, you know, a couple hours, depending on how big it is.
Dampering it up and down is a phrase I've never said.
It's like it allows more airflow.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so there you go. So anyway, I opened it up, and the log that was in there went pop, which occasionally happens. You get a big pop, and like a couple embers flew out, and two of them landed on the hearth down below. I did not realize one had gone inside of my robe sleeve.
Oh, no.
And so I picked up my coffee, and I thought I spilled my coffee down my arm. I was like, ow, that was hot. And then I realized my robe is on fire. The sleeve of my robe was burning, and I was like, oh, no. And Barrett's right there, seeing my arm basically on fire.
Yeah, is he traumatized, or does he think this is funny?
He probably thought it was funny, honestly, because he's five and, you know, has terrible, opinions on things. And terrible opinions on things. So I went down, and I'm almost like stop, drop, and rolling on the ground trying to get it
in your
house. In my house. And I have like there's the little burn mark. It's nothing crazy. But I definitely could have been a lot worse had I not realized what was going on.
That's insane.
Yeah, but we live to tell the tale, Steve. It was fine.
Well, it's funny because like you got slightly burned on your arm from that. And then my wife got a little bit of a couple of burn marks over the weekend, yesterday during... The Seahawks game was, we didn't have time to talk to Mitch about this, but I wanted to ask him, like, how did he navigate being a dad when he had, like, little kids and having to watch a football game? Because it's truly impossible in my house. It was just pure chaos. I think, who knows, something because of the daylight savings, things just got weird. Both the dogs were bonkers. Tatum was bonkers. And I'm like, I'm watching the game on my phone because I can't even watch it on the TV because it's just so much insanity. And then all of a sudden, I just hear a loud scream. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? My poor wife, she was like using one of those like blenders, like the Vitamix thing. Oh, yeah. And she was trying to blend like this hot soup in there. I'm not sure what, I don't know the whole backstory of how that all happened, but the soup was hot in the blender. And for some reason, it didn't stay closed. So it just kind of exploded. And it exploded all over. Thankfully, she's fine. But like it exploded all over her face. All over the entire kitchen. And our kitchen's kind of like this open area. So it's like, it's also in the living room. It's also a little bit in the like the little dining area as well. Like there was just like this hot soup everywhere, all over the floor. And this is like towards the end of the Seahawks game. And I'm just like, that should have just been a sign to not watch the Seahawks game.
We had a weekend filled with domestic dangers.
But then she had a little bit of a burn on her arm from it. And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, I guess I should stop complaining about not being able to watch the game. You nearly burned your face trying to make us dinner.
Well, I'm glad that Sid and I are not totally burned. That was pretty bad.
That's awful.
You know, it was worse, though. The Seahawks game.
Yes.
That was really bad. But before either team had even scored a single point yesterday, fans were already mad. And a metal icon was to blame.
This was crazy.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Guitarist Zach Wilde performed the national anthem at the Seahawks game yesterday.
Kind of crazy. He's performed at Lumen Field now twice in the last few months. Because he was with Pantera when they performed with Metallica at Lumen Field. And now here he is. I don't even know why he was in town.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But we do have a sample of the performance.
Whole time, like the planes are flying over him. He just looks like this, like Viking god kind of looking dude. It's like this imposing figure just shredding on guitar. It was kind of cool.
Well, the Seahawks did end up posting his performance on their social media pages toward the end of the first half, as the Hawks were making many mistakes at that point. The score was 0-0 when people saw these posts. So let's hope that we can go straight to the comments and find out what everybody had to say about it.
It is pretty funny. Do you have the music?
Oh, yes, I do have the music.
There you go. Thank you. Can't talk without this music, of course. It is funny that the score was still 0-0 and people were just losing their minds because of how bad the offensive line was playing. A couple of bad snaps from Connor Williams. So some of the posts are about Zach Wilde, even though it's a post about Zach Wilde, while others just kind of go down a whole other road. So are you ready for the first comment about Zach Wilde doing the national anthem?
Oh, yes.
All right, here we go.
That was so much better than the rap crap we see all the time. How about we see some metal or hard rock do the national anthem? Horns up!
My question is, when have we ever heard a rapper do... And I saw some people commenting on that comment. Like, when have we ever heard a rapper do the national anthem?
Maybe we need to.
We need to. That would be amazing.
I never thought I wanted to hear that, but now after hearing that guy complain, I kind of do. Like, I don't even know who would do a good job. Like, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes.
Next Seahawks game, can he do the national anthem?
I'm going to go find that comment and give it a like.
Okay. So sick of this rap crap doing the national anthem. When? Please, send me the link.
Right?
I don't think I've ever heard a rapper do the national anthem.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go.
I don't know what's more painful to watch. This long-haired stoner guy butchering the national anthem or our offense line always finding new ways to f*** up this game.
Well, I'm going to vote offensive line personally.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the long-haired stoner guy.
I'll take the long-haired stoner guy any day of the week.
That's always fun when you realize, okay, well, if you're not in, if you don't care about rock music, you have no idea who that guy is.
Nope.
Because I saw a lot of people like, who is this guy?
God, get out more people.
And this big mother whoever the he is, snap a ball. If so, put him in center.
Yeah, I mean, he probably would have done a better job than Connor Williams.
Honestly, I bet Zach Wilde could mess somebody up on the football field.
He'd be a little bit more imposing, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on with that guy. I know he was a free agent signing during the offseason. Like, they spent not a lot of money, but a decent amount of change. He was supposed to be, like, this stud center, and he's quite the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how good this team would be with an O-line.
I can't imagine how good. I mean, I know Gino's made his mistakes. If you missed our chat with Mitch Levy from Mitch Unfiltered, definitely check out the Daily Migs Daily Podcast, because he broke it all down about the Mitch hate, about the Gino hate and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, if he had a good offensive line where he could actually have a moment to just kind of think about where he's throwing, I think this would be a whole different season.
Totally.
At what point does his team look at John Schneider and say, hey man, what the f***?
I kind of was already there last night.
Yeah.
Like, all right, what are you doing? At what point do we spend even a little bit more on the offensive line? This is atrocious.
We're fed up.
We are. We're angry.
Connor Williams, the best player on the Rams.
You're not wrong.
Sad.
At least in the first half, he was really kind of... When he almost threw the ball over Gino's head again, I was just like, we're kidding, right? This is a giant prank show that we're just now finding out that we're a part of.
Put me in, coach.
Hanging up the jersey. See y'all next year. This team is over with.
Wow. Don't be a quitter.
Honestly, I know this is stupid and I am an idiot, and I have false hope. I still think the Mariners are going to win the World Series every year. I look at the NFC West, and this is just a complete garbage division right now when it comes to like the overall record for the teams. I mean, they're not even close to being out of it yet. I mean, they're trying. They certainly are trying, but it's anybody's chance right now to be the top team in the NFC West.
Absolutely. Rockaholics, there is a well-known musician who just gave a guitar to a young girl about a year ago, and it inspired her to learn how to play. So she did that, and he ended up bringing her on stage to play a song with him. So do you want to know how that went? We will tell you all about it during What's Trending after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up and trying to get through your morning with a little window into the world of pop culture, and that can be tough. So we're here to help you process everything by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Post Malone helped a young girl named Winter on her musical journey by gifting her a guitar last year. But then he had a recent Nashville concert where he brought her up on stage and they performed the song Stay Together. Here's a clip from that performance.
Can we have a little conversation with no intoxication? Carry on, what is the motivation? We're never wrong, how the hell we gonna make it to stay?
And the crazy part is right after that performance, he took the guitar back because she did such a bad job. No, I'm joking. That's so awesome. Could you imagine, like what a full circle moment? Here's a guitar, which is cool enough as it is. I love those stories when, like I've heard stories of, like, Eddie Vedder doing that, like, in Hawaii before, where he gives a guitar, he gifts it to some people or something along those lines. But then to have, like, I don't know if he remembered that or, like, she reached out to him, how that all kind of came together. But then to have, like, that full circle moment, like, all right, you learned how to play on this guitar I gave you. Now come up with that guitar and perform a song with me.
Prove it to everyone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she was great.
That'd be great. She was like, oh, I sold it on eBay. I don't have the guitar anymore. I'm sorry, guys. Did you catch any of what happened with Jason Kelce? You know, he's a football player, played with the Philadelphia Eagles. He does that podcast with his brother. He's now retired. He's always hanging out, partying, having a great time. I mean, it inspired a Funko Pop of him being shirtless, wearing, like, I think, like, drinking a beer because he was doing that while watching his brother play in the playoffs. He was leaving the Penn State-Ohio State game when some guy, an idiot, was just, like, yelling at him to, like, take a picture or sign an autograph, and then said something to the extent of, like, hey, how does it feel to have your brother dating Taylor Swift, but then called his brother Travis a slur, the F word. And then Jason kind of snapped and took his phone and threw it down. We have the, I guess it's a piece together audio from multiple people who were filming it. And here's how it all sounded.
Can we
Oh, wrong.
That's so sweet.
Hey, Kelce. I can feel your brother's
also, just in general, I mean, like, when you break down that whole insult, like, that makes no sense.
No,
right?
Like, I mean, for many reasons, it's stupid. But he's dating arguably one of the hot. I mean, I know some people maybe disagree, but one of the hottest women and one of the biggest stars in the world. And you're trying to be like, how's it feel that he's?
It's weird.
Super weird. Yeah.
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
And that's the moment where he took that person's cell phone and just threw it down. Now that part was where I just kind of like had a, I get he's mad. So if you can't hear because he's obviously being bleeped, let's just say the guy called him a dummy. And then he took the phone, smashed, and he's like, who's the dummy now? Who's the dummy now? And that's what he was saying, which I'm like, man.
Could have left that part out.
Yeah, I mean, I get you're mad, but I mean, it's already an ignorant statement as it is. You don't need to double down on that. You could have just broke the phone, and I would be like, you're right. Good on you. But I think maybe some people were even saying, like, maybe it's a point where he shouldn't just be around drunk football fans. And if he is, maybe have some security with him.
Yeah, maybe he's got a little short fuse, you know? He's a teddy bear until he's not. I don't know.
Well, yeah, insulting his brother. That was just a very strange thing that happened over the weekend, but it was all over social media.
And he's definitely the person that you would not want to make mad because he's a giant dude.
Yes.
Speaking of giant dudes, Steve Miggs deserves to go down today. How tall are you, Steve? 6'2"? 3?
6'3".
6'3". He's a big guy. And he's got a record of 306 wins, 92 losses, and 54 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Yes. The Daily Miggs Show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.